80.20 rule. The law of diminishing returns. The most important rule of time management and of economics goes under two different names. 80-20 rule. The law of diminishing returns. The two rules, or laws, mean the same thing, namely, that more is not necessarily better. More is not necessarily better. As children, we soon recognize that some things are good. Chocolate tastes good, Coca-Cola is good. Playing around with friends is good. Later, as teenagers, we might discover that lying in bed until midday is good. Alcohol is good. Then we make a terrible mistake. We figure that if something is good, then, by golly, more must be better. It seems such a self-evident truth that, if some is good, more would be better. And even more would be even better. So if some chocolate is good, more chocolate is better. If some Coca-Cola is good, more is better. If one Big Mac is good, then two is better. If one bottle of wine is good, two is better. If lying around doing nothing feels good, more lying around doing nothing is better. This conclusion, that more is better, is a disaster. More is not necessarily better. There comes a point of diminishing returns. The point of diminishing returns. The point of diminishing returns is where a particular good reaches an optimum level, and any addition beyond that level is of no added benefit. And if you continue to add more, then the addition of more becomes worse than useless. It becomes counterproductive. For example, some wine is good. There is an optimum level of wine consumption, and any more will begin to make you feel sick. Some aspirin is good. There is an optimum therapeutic dose of aspirin, which is quite low, and any more than that dose will do no good as a pain relief. And if you have too much more, you may poison yourself. 80-20 rule. 80-20 rule states the same idea in different words. 80-20 says that 80% of the value is contained in 20% of the volume, and that any more than that initial 20% may be of minimal value and may even be counterproductive. For example, one cook in the kitchen can do good work. Two cooks in the kitchen may do excellent work, but seven cooks in the same kitchen probably will be catastrophic. In many situations, it would be useful to figure out the answer to this question. Where is the point of diminishing returns? In the gym, half an hour of hard training may be very beneficial. 1 hour of heavy training may be pushing the limits of endurance and safety. 2 hours of heavy training may break your back. In a romantic relationship, an occasional argument may be beneficial to clear the air. More arguments do not add much to the relationship. Even more arguments will break the relationship. Even in relation to money. £2 million would probably help you and your family. £4 million would not do much more for you than £2 million would have done. £10 million may ruin you and your kids. See Bob Geldof for details. Remember, more is not necessarily better. There is a point which is optimum. This is the point of diminishing returns, where additional amounts of time, money and effort are ineffective, and may even be dangerous. Your job is to think this over, and work up to the optimum point. Find the optimum consumption. Don't consume any more than the optimum amount. Find the optimum level of effort. Don't do any more than the optimum. Find the optimum amount of time invested. Don't waste your time on fruitless additional repetitions. Apply the law of diminishing returns and see for yourself how powerful this idea is. Examine this graph.